Hey there, welcome to the Deep Dive. Ever get that feeling where you open one door only to find like a whole hallway of questions behind it? That's us today, diving headfirst into the world of composite doors. You've got questions.
We do.
We got insights.
Yeah,
let's unlock this thing together.
And you've come to the right place because honestly, doors are more fascinating than people realize. We're talking about a key element of your home's security, its energy efficiency, even its personality.
Okay, so let's start with the basics. What exactly makes a composite door different from, say, your average front door?
Imagine the best of all worlds rolled into one.
All right.
You've got the sturdy heart of timber for strength, wrapped in a super durable GRP skin that's glass-reinforced polymer, by the way. Super tough stuff.
Okay.
And holding it all together, you've got UPVC, which, as any insulation geek will tell you, is key for energy efficiency.
So it's like a high-tech layer cake designed to withstand whatever life throws at it. I'm intrigued. Our sources mentioned these doors are especially popular in Surrey. Is there something about that climate that makes them a good fit?
It's not just the weather, though. Surrey can be a bit unpredictable.
Right.
Composite doors really shine in areas that experience a bit of everything. Sun rain, maybe even the occasional rambunctious football game.
Yeah.
That GRP skin, it laughs in the face of fading. And scratches.
So low maintenance from day one.
Yeah.
Music to any homeowner's ears, right?
Absolutely.
But beyond just being tough, I'm seeing from these sources that they're surprisingly stylish too.
Oh, absolutely. And that's where that GRP skin really shows its versatility. We're not talking just your standard door design here.
Right.
You can mimic the look of wood, go for sleek and modern, even get those charming stable doors with the split top and bottom.
Speaking of stable doors, are those just a style choice or is there a practical reason they're making a comeback? I have to admit, I'm a little charmed by them.
They're definitely having a moment. But beyond the charm, offensive stable doors are brilliant for ventilation. You get that lovely breeze flowing through without sacrificing security. Perfect for keeping curious pets in and nosy squirrels out.
Practical and picturesque.
Awesome.
Okay, I'm sold. But let's address the elephant in the room we're talking about, a door that seems to do it all. These things have got to be expensive, right?
It's true you're making an investment, but think of it like this. Would you rather buy a cheap umbrella that flips inside out in the first storm or invest in one that's built to last?
Okay, point taken. Durability is definitely a factor here. But you know how it is? Sometimes those lifetime guarantees feel too good to be true. What's the realistic lifespan of a composite door?
We're not talking about inheriting them for generations, but 30 years? That's not uncommon with these doors. Think about how many standard doors you might go through in that time. The replacements, the repainting, the frustration.
Yeah.
Suddenly, that initial investment starts to look pretty reasonable.
And speaking of investment, let's talk energy savings. Our sources were raving about how these doors can basically pay for themselves in reduced heating costs.
That's not just hype. There's real science behind it. Remember that UPVC core we talked about? It's like wrapping your doorway in a cozy blanket.
Right.
In fact, studies have shown that composite doors can reduce heat loss by up to 15% compared to traditional timber doors. Now imagine that saving reflected in your heating bills year after year.
Okay, I'm starting to see the appeal here. A warmer home, lower bills, and a door that can withstand a minor hurricane. What's not to love? But there's one more thing I wanted to touch on. Security.
Yeah.
Do these doors actually deliver on that front?
Absolutely. And it's not just about feeling safe. It's about having that objective peace of mind. Composite doors are designed with multi-point locking systems, robust hinges, and the inherently strong core. It's a level of security that goes way beyond your average door.
So we're talking serious deterrence for any would-be intruders.
Yeah.
I bet even Goldilocks would have trouble getting past one of these.
You're not wrong. But it's not about turning your home into Fort Knox. It's about that quiet confidence knowing you've taken that extra step to protect what matters most.
I love that quiet confidence. That's a great way to put it. But before we get too comfortable with this idea of a perfect door, are there any downsides we should be aware of? Anything our listeners should watch out for? There have to be some trade-offs, right? Nobody's perfect, not even a super door.
Well, no product is completely without its quirks.
Right.
One thing to keep in mind is that while composite doors are fantastic insulators, they can be so good at sealing your home that you might actually need to think about ventilation more consciously.
You're saying I might need to crack a window even with my fancy new door. That's kind of ironic.
It's all about finding that balance. A well-ventilated home is a healthy home, and sometimes those older drafty doors were inadvertently doing us a favor in that department. But on the plus side, it means you might actually get to use that fireplace more often without worrying about drafts.
Okay, so maybe a small trade-off for a cozier atmosphere. Anything else our listeners should consider?
Well, because these doors are engineered to be so durable, repairs, while infrequent, can be a bit more specialized.
Right.
You can't just slap on some paint and call it a day. That's why it's crucial to choose a reputable installer who offers a solid warranty and ideally access to certified repair services if needed.
So do your homework, folks. Don't just go with the first flashy ad you see. Speaking of which, our sources mentioned a repair service. Does that mean these doors are prone to certain issues?
Not at all. It's more about having that safety net. Think of it like this. You buy a high-end car, yeah. You'd want a mechanic who knows their way around that specific engine, right?
Right. Of course.
It's the same principle here.
Peace of mind. I like it. So as we approach the threshold of wrapping up this deep dive, pun intended, what's the key takeaway for our listener who's now knee-deep in composite door knowledge?
You've done your research, you've weighed the pros and cons, and you're ready to make a decision that will not only enhance your home, but potentially save you money and energy for years to come. That's a pretty empowering feeling.
It really is. And sometimes all it takes is that extra bit of information to swing open the door to a smarter, more stylish, and secure home.
Exactly. It's about making choices that align with your values, your lifestyle, and your budget.
Well said. And on that note, we'll let you get back to pondering those color swatches and door knockers. Happy renovating, everyone!